KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Well, you are listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings. I am speaking with Sarah Wolk, the Executive Director of Equal Vote Coalition, about star voting, the campaign for it in Eugene, and a statewide initiative petition. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me here, and thanks for covering voting reform.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. So to start, for folks who don't know, what is star voting?
So star voting is just a preference voting type of way to vote. So instead of choosing one only, with star voting, when you go to vote, you're able to score your candidates from 0 stars up to 5 stars for your favorite. So it lets you show your preference order and also how much or how little you like the candidate, so that whether or not your favorite can win, your vote always makes a difference.
So take me through this. As, you know, say I'm the voter, I'm ranking my favorites. I have a 5, I have a 3, and I have a 1. How do those end up getting counted towards the candidates in question?
Yeah, so the instructions are super simple. You score your candidates 5 stars for your favorite, 0 for your last choice, and then score the other candidates as desired. You can give equal scores if you like candidates equally, and you can also leave people blank. Then star voting is counted in a simple 2-step process. So it sort of works like a primary and then a general election all in one. And for our local elections, like star voting for Eugene, it actually would completely eliminate the need for a primary election. So the way it's counted, you add up all the stars that everyone was given and find the 2 highest scoring candidates overall. Those are your finalists. Then your vote automatically goes to the finalist that you prefer. So each voter counts as 1 vote in the runoff. And the finalist with the most votes wins.
So what are some of the potential benefits to switching to this method of voting as opposed to, you know, what most folks are used to, which is called like first past the post?
Right. So with our current system, it's very simple. Some would say simplistic. And we do like how simple it is. But the problem is it really only works if there's 2 candidates or 2 political parties in the race. If there's more than 2 candidates with the current system, you run the risk of having a majority coalition who ends up splitting the vote and ending up essentially divided and conquered. So that's the kind of familiar conundrum that many of us have found ourselves in, where we have a favorite, but we don't know if they're actually electable. So we might want to consider voting for the front runner on our side who it looks like maybe has a better chance of winning.
I know that when ranked choice voting, because that's kind of another similar method to star voting, when that's been brought up in different contexts and certain localities have adopted it, there are some expected outcomes about the types of candidates that might result or might benefit from this system. Is that the same thing with star voting as well?
Yeah, and so the current system has polarization really baked right into it. Anytime you do have an election with 3 or more candidates, you run the risk of splitting the vote, and when that happens, it tends to favor your polarizing outlier. And so over time, electing more and more polarizing candidates, you end up with 2-party domination. So ranked choice voting attempts to address that, but it was invented about 150 years ago, and it does mitigate some of these issues. But what we've seen is even in countries that have used it the longest, they're still 2-party dominated. They still do elect more polarizing winners than what they should, and sometimes non-representative winners. So we've actually seen that with ranked choice voting around the country, where we've had a couple of races where counterintuitively, the candidate who was actually preferred over all others by the voters didn't win the election. So in Alaska, that happened the first time it was used, and there's been a really pretty comprehensive national backlash against ranked choice voting for getting these kinds of sideways outcomes and They can happen anytime you have close competitive races. So that's really where star voting comes in.
Right. Well, can I clarify one thing? Because you mentioned should, that there's an outcome that should happen and it didn't happen. Can you clarify what you mean by that?
Yeah. So in voting science or electoral science, the idea of like the accurate winner is the candidate who best represents the will of the people. So, for instance, if you're ranking the candidates and there is a candidate who is preferred over all others, that candidate should really win according to the ballots themselves. But ranked choice voting actually doesn't count all the rankings. So in close competitive races, it can sometimes get outcomes that just don't make sense if you really crunch the data.
Well, as you mentioned, star voting is on the May ballot in Eugene. Can you tell me a little bit about this campaign?
Yeah, so we really like to look at it as the evolution of the same movement. Again, star voting was invented to just go further to deliver on the goals behind the ranked choice voting movement while still actually addressing valid criticisms with the older method. So here in Eugene, we've been working on this for a decade and made it on the ballot this year with a really robust grassroots campaign. Over a third of our signatures were collected by volunteers. They were all collected by Oregonians. And we couldn't be more proud of our team and what we've done here, trying to really put star voting on the map and pilot a modern, more robust option.
Is there any event in Eugene's electoral history that sort of spurred this move towards star voting, or as sort of a counterfactual as to why it might be necessary?
Yeah. I think a lot of places do move to voting reform as kind of a referendum on their current elected leadership. And in Eugene, that actually wasn't the motivation. It's actually the opposite. So Oregon has a really long history of leading on voting reform. Oregon was the first state to adopt the primary, to adopt the ballot initiative, to do motor voter automatic registration, vote by mail. So really the final piece of the puzzle for the Oregon model is to have a voting method that doesn't suffer from vote splitting and spoiler effect, and that really does empower voters to vote their conscience. So we're hoping to pass this in Eugene first and then use Eugene as a model for the rest of the nation, because star voting really does scale well.
So what happens if Eugene's voters in May, what happens if you guys pass it?
Well, if we do pass it, that's kind of where we get to the fun part here. So we've been in campaign mode, trying to really get the message out to voters, doing peer-to-peer conversations and presentations and town halls. We just had a series launch hosted by the Library and League of Women Voters. But if we do pass it, we're going to get to go work on voter education. And that's the part I'm really looking forward to.
Well, I understand that there is also a statewide initiative petition in circulation on star voting as well. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so Star Voting for Oregon has been collecting signatures for well over a year now, and we have until July to make the ballot for this November. And so our hope is that with a win in Eugene, we're going to be able to kind of catapult that recognition and hopefully make it on the ballot for statewide so that we can consider star voting in general. And the benefits of star voting are really exponential as it scales. So one of the things I mentioned being different about star voting and ranked choice is that with star voting, it's all counted with addition, and it's all counted at the local level. So just like our current system, essentially, in terms of the votation details. So that's where I think star voting has something really powerful to offer compared to ranked choice voting that hopefully Oregon will consider and take seriously.
Where can our listeners find out more information if they're interested in your organization or in star voting more generally?
Yeah, our nonprofit is the Equal Vote Coalition, and you can find us online at equal.vote. If you want to learn more about star voting specifically, the website for that is starvoting.org.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to take us through this.
Thanks, Althea.
I have been speaking with Sarah Wolk, the executive director of Equal Vote Coalition, about Star Voting, the campaign in Eugene, and the statewide initiative petition. You have been listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings. Stay with us.